The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market, and it is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, True Social, TikTok, and all those other social media sites by searching Larry Steinhaus. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And of course, like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Hey, you can leave comments live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. And Peter's the first one to say hi. Hi, Peter. I appreciate you watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page, like it, and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is also brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing, stock options trading, and all things you need to know about money, because money's important. All right, real quick, a couple other people jumping online to say hi. We got Ken and Mick and James and Robin and Colin and Charles. Thank you so much for watching. I totally appreciate you guys. Hey, so on today's show, we're going to be talking about, of course, the futures update. We're going to be talking about my Disney trip. And we're going to be talking about the PA primaries and then, of course, today's picks and plays. All right, so let's get into it right away. Hey, did you guys all miss me the past couple of days? I don't know. I heard you guys laughing at some of the best of material, and I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, I'm going to get into my trip into woke world in a few minutes. But first, I want to recap, you know, just a few important things that happened in the stock market the past 3 or 4 days. Hey, look, if you're a listener to this show, I was saying for a few weeks now that the Dow would hit a level of about 31,500 and then bounce back. Well, on Thursday, that's exactly what happened. It actually hit the more accurate number of 31,300, which is pretty much what I was saying in my classes, but I was using the 31,500 as an average. But anyway, it hit that 31,300 and it bounced right back. Friday was a nice day, and of course, yesterday was a bit of a pause, and it looks like today might be a really good day too. All right, something else came up, of course, was that Elon Musk was going to be doing some due diligence work on his Twitter purchase. So Elon wanted to be sure that the information that Twitter had by saying that they only had 5% bots was accurate. He said that the deal with Twitter is kind of on hold until it's confirmed. Look, many of you asked me 2 weeks ago if you should buy Twitter at 50 when the deal was for $54.20 a share, and I told you all to wait. I said the risk for less than a 10% gain was not worth it. You also have to remember that this is Elon Musk's MO. He starts off gung-ho on things, tweets about it, and then slows his roll. You know, the stock dropped to about 40, and it finished yesterday about slightly above 37, and it's slightly going down even more today. So to answer your next question, yes, now is the time to buy it. Musk will complete the deal. He may find problems, and he may even request a lower price, but he will buy Twitter, and if he doesn't, he'll never be trusted again. This will be very personal, and he will not let it go bad. I suspect a probable lower price, but still in the upper 40s. I took, you know, by the way, I did take the safe way by buying the stock and selling the covered call with a strike price of about 40. You know, so just keep in mind it may be a good play to do that. All right, so we also had some other interesting news this weekend, and of course it was the baby formula supply issue. I got to tell you, this really angers me. It's almost like the Democrats want abortion so badly that they're willing to threaten the lives of born babies so that the mothers in the futures may question whether they should abort their child or have them starve to death after they're born. So why the shortage? Well, it all comes down to some idiot who thought it was a good idea to shut down our economy over a freaking cold. That's right, the damn Democrats and their fear tactics caused all kinds of issues that caused supply chain issues that when a major factory had to shut down their production, no one could ramp up fast enough. So if you want to know if the coronavirus can actually kill children, well, now you have the answer. coronavirus will cause babies to starve to death before they had a gazillion chance in hell to get the virus along with a death count that would be counted in one hand. But now, as Democrats with the head Nazi Dr. Frotsky, we now have babies starving to death instead. Let's go, Brandon. Speaking of let's go, Brandon, even Jeff Bezos is blasting the idiot. Jeff Bezos tweeted on Sunday the following. The administration tried hard to inject even more stimulus into an already overheated inflationary economy, and only Manchin saved them from themselves. Inflation is a regressive tax that hurts the least affluent, and misdirection doesn't help the country. So basically what he's saying is he's talking about the fact that because Biden is misdirecting the problem, Biden isn't going back to the inflation problem, which is the big problem. And he was talking about how inflation is caused by the amount of stimulus money injected into the economy being the leading cause of inflation. Of course, the dumb bums in the White House retorted by saying, if they only taxed the risks more, only taxed the rich more, then inflation would go away. What? I don't know. Apparently, Jeff Bezos isn't as woke as I expect him to be. But then again, ask any Democrat what they think of Biden, and they also shake their head in disbelief. It's funny. Ask the Democrat, hey, what do you think of Biden? My conclusion is either this administration is made up of the dumbest people to ever walk the earth, or they are the brightest devil worshippers that ever walked the earth. Either one is bad. Finally, before we get into my Disney trip, McDonald's has decided to close all operations in Russia. This, of course, is due to the war in Ukraine. Apparently, McDonald's feels that doing business in Ukraine is against their values. I'm kind of wondering what side they're really on, because basically, they decided to stop poisoning the Russian people with their version of food? Whatever, right? Wouldn't this make the Russians stronger? Anyway, look for this to affect their bottom line for the next couple of earnings. McDonald's is trading in a range of about 220 to 270 with a PE of about 30. And personally, I think that's way too expensive for this stock, so I would suggest avoiding it. All right, let's take a quick look at the futures, and then we'll get into my Disney trip. All right, so right now the futures are up 415. Beautiful. The S&P is up 64, and the NASDAQ is up 244. Fantastic. All right, so for all of you guys who knew where I was the past few days and are going to gripe over it, yes, I admit it, I went to Woke World in Florida. You know, Disney World. Besides having some personal issues during the trip, including my back being an issue, I found Disney to be different. Now, please don't think that the people at Disney were wearing all kinds of wokeness uniform or a badge that said, I'm gay or anything like that, because they didn't. In fact, if you took a snapshot of Disney at any time we were there, it would look like the same old Disney World. What I did notice was something that was off. Disney has always had the reputation of taking, extremely good care of their guests. You know, they had even published a book a while back called Be Our Guest, and it outlined their attitudes and behaviors towards guests. Well, I'm not so sure if it was me or if it was the attitude of the people suffering from PTSD from the past 2 years, but it was definitely different. Just to be clear, no one was rude, but they just weren't overly nice. Something was off. Now look, one of my favorite places to visit in Disney World is Galaxy's Edge. If this is the Star Wars section of the park in Hollywood Studios. The first time I was there about 3 to 4 years ago, I felt immersed in the movie. It was wild. It actually felt like I was on a planet. It was just so wild, right? It just really felt like it. This time, it was a bit different. The cantina, by the way, always go to the cantina, which makes you feel like you're actually in the cantina from Star Wars, just didn't feel the same. The drinks were still as powerful, I gotta tell you that, but the characters were different. I had some thoughts about that throughout the whole park. It seemed like the millennials are taking over the customer service of the park, and being millennials, they appeared not to care much. You know, of course, there's also, how many different ways Disney can take your money issues with the system, like every ride exiting into a gift shop, and of course the Lightning Pass system, which allows you to buy your place online for a ride. And I don't understand how this isn't racist. You know, you got to pay $15 extra to get on a ride, to get first place on a ride. I don't know, my son called it, classist, which I actually agree with. But how weird is that, that they're actually getting away with the fact you buy a ticket, and then if you want to ride the ride right away, you got to pay $15 extra. I don't know, even the grounds on Disney appeared to be dirtier than usual. You know, not dirty, but not up to the standards that I remember. And for all of you who shun me for going, just answer this question. When you promised you would never watch a sporting event again because of their idiotic Black Lives Matter propaganda, have you started watching sports again? Yeah. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to be discussing the PA primaries and who I'm going to vote for and why. This is going to be really good. We'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay, so you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock option Sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited, so what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so I know, so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hit the like button so I know you're enjoying the show. And also you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them. All right, real quick, we got a couple of people coming online. A bunch of people watching us, Charles and Lewis and Dave and Carrie and Jill and Ken. Boy, oh boy, and Tommy. All right, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys watching as always. All right, so right now, real quick, the futures are up. They're right around 400 points for the Dow. The S&P is up 62, and the NASDAQ is up 236. Looks like it might be a good day. Hey, we talked about everything going on in the world right now, like baby formula shortage. I still can't get over that one. Really? Can these Democrats be that bad that we're now starving children? What country is this? We talked about my Disney trip, and what country is Disney? Same thing. It's just wasn't what it used to be, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe it'll come back. I don't know. Of course, coming up, I'm going to be talking about the PA primaries, and of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button yet? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, when you get home, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook and let me know what you think of the show. And one more thing, of course, before we start the second half, we all know that a new financial situation is coming. Look, it might be a recession, it might be a simple downturn, but if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. Go to BarnesandNoble.com and look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it. I promise you're going to learn something. And there are chapters on this book about how to make more money and chapters about how to pay less taxes. I told you at the beginning of the year I made about $100,000 and I'll never pay taxes on that money. I mean, never. I take that money out. I could spend it on anything I want to, but I'll never pay taxes on it. All right, learn from me and I'm going to teach you how to do that and so many other money hacks. All right, let's get into the second half and I want to talk about the PA primaries. So first of all, today is primary day in Pennsylvania, of course, right? And I'm going to go out and vote this afternoon, and for the first time, I'm actually very excited about it. Look, I'm going to tell you that you guys are worried about the voting system and will it have integrity. The integrity issue is a big problem for me, but here's the conclusion that I've come to. It's very possible that, you know, all our voting is going to be null and void because the Democrats have figured out how to cheat. You know, and basically that means your vote will be a waste of time. But here's the question. What if it's not? What if your vote does count, but you decided to not waste your time because you think it won't count? Well, guess what? The other side wins without even cheating. Don't let them win that way. So think about that, right? So now the Democrats are pushing the agenda that we think voting doesn't work. So how would you like to be a Democrat and say, hey, you want to get Republicans not to vote? Let's do this. Let's say, hey, your vote won't work anyway. And we don't call it a Democrat. We don't say Democrats against voting. We call it Republicans against voting, right? And then all of a sudden the Democrats come out with this propaganda that says it's not going to work. Don't let them win that way. All right, let me talk to you about my picks. So the two most important races for the state are the governor and Senate. Look, my pick for governor is hands down Doug Mastriano. This man did everything he could to stop Wolf in his tracks, right? He stood up for PA when businesses were shut down, and he stood up for kids when they were forced to wear masks. Remember that if you vote the wrong candidate in office, we're all going to be wearing masks again. No, it may not be actually masks, but think about that, right? That may be a metaphor for what's going to happen next. And if we give them the power, they're going to abuse it again. So don't let people get into office that are not going to fight for us. Mastriano will absolutely fight for us. For Senate, I like Dr. Oz. Many of you have questioned me on this one, and most of you have questioned me because you have seen so many negative publicity ads from his opponents that you can't separate the truth from propaganda. Well, I have met with the man, and I have asked tough questions like questions about abortion, gun rights, and his stance on masks and mask mandates. He is the real deal, and he is a true Republican. Look, he was a TV star. Of course he had people on his show that were Democrats. I would have too. Look, you know, Obama, what the heck's her name, wants to come in here, and she wants to have a conversation with me, I'll have her on, of course, right? Michelle Obama, that's what I meant. All right, as a bonus, and something that's extremely important, Oz has the backing and the bankroll to beat Federjerk. And this is very important. The Democrats must be removed from power in PA, and the team of Mastriano and Oz will be a powerful force to unseat the devil and his minions like Fauci. Don't forget what they did to you the past 2 years and how you're paying for it now with inflation and no baby formula. Give up your trial version of communism and vote today for Oz and Doug Mastriano. On the district side, District 1, which I am a voter, I choose to unseat Fitzpatrick. If you ever wanted to know the definition of a rhino, it's Fitzpatrick. This guy did nothing to help the children to remove their masks and did nothing except line his pockets with your tax dollars while your business remained closed. This man needs to go home and stay home. Maybe he could open up a business and we could close that business and make him suffer like he made us suffer. With all that being said, another man that I have had the pleasure of meeting is Alex Enten, and he's my vote for District 1. Alex stood up for parents and told the school board that he will do everything he can to keep the country, or at least this district, to become part of the communist country that he left when he was 9 years old. So here are my picks. Those are them. My dream team to end the nonsense of the brain-dead Biden regime would be Mastriano, Oz, and Enten. This is a team that shares my values and a team that will fight for your constitutional rights. But even more important, I believe they have the best chance of winning the general election in November. Mastriano has awoken the sleeping giants, Oz has the popularity and the bankroll, and Enten has the backing of the people here in Bucks County who were slighted by the Rhino Fitzpatrick. By the way, did I mention that both Mastriano and Oz have been endorsed by Trump? You know, I guess that makes me a true Trump Republican because I picked them both before Trump endorsed them both. In fact, I was supposed to have Oz on my show in an interview, but he gracefully canceled when he had to attend a rally with Trump 2 weeks ago. I forgave him. Look, now get off your butts, vote today, vote Mastriano, vote Oz, and vote Enten, and let me know how much better your life is in about a year. On the other hand, if you're enjoying your trial subscription to communism, stay home like a good comrade. Just think, after tomorrow, I'm not going to be talking about politics anymore, for a little while anyway, so it'll be business as usual. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to discuss my outlook on today, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day, and I'll see you guys in a minute. Hi, I'm Larry Sinus, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, What is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're gonna learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Steinhaus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to barnesandnoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it. All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And by the way, we are also having a book launch on June 1st. I'd love to have you guys there. If you want to, go to moneyhacksbook.com, moneyhacksbook.com, and you can register now for $27. Look, I'm even going to make, you know, we're going to have a great meal too. And by the way, the jacket I'll be wearing will match the book. So take a look at that. So go to moneyhacksbook.com and register for $27. I'll sign your book, and you'll also have dinner with me, and I'll be talking about some of the money hacks in the book. So you can make more money. All right. So far, of course, we've been discussing the futures uptrend. The Dow is just up just under 400 points, which is fantastic. The S&P is up 62, and the Nasdaq is up 237. I think it might be a good day. We talked about my Disney trip and how it just wasn't, you know, as good as usual. We talked about the PA primaries. I'm telling you, go vote, go vote, go vote, go vote, go vote. And if you're smart, you'll vote for Mastriano, Oz, and Enten. Boy, did I say that? Well, yeah, there you go. All right, coming up, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button yet? Let everyone know what great stock picks are coming by sharing this information. And don't forget, you could share this page in groups, or you could share it on your homepage. And you could also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. You guys know how to set the preset, just hold it, and it'll set it. All right. So have you been enjoying my predictions so far in the market? Look, if you're a regular viewer or listener, you've seen or heard me predict that with high accuracy, this crazy market. I predicted the end of the current brutality will end at about 31,500 on the Dow, and it happened. And it was an important prediction. But remember what else I said. I also said the new range for the Dow would be between 31,500 and 33,000, maybe 33,500. So watch out as we approach that number. We're seeing a really good day today. And look, you know that I'm heavy into what's going on right now. It's the travel stocks. I have about 650 contracts of CCL and about 100 contracts of AL right now. The good news is there was an article slating that United Airlines issued an update in its second quarter outlook, and United said in a securities filing, the demand environment has continued to improve, resulting in a higher unit revenue outlook for the second quarter of 2020, and this is a hope for the whole airline industry. This is why all the travel stocks are moving higher this morning. I think they're great plays. It also looks like the Chinese stocks are actually starting to move up as well, and they're getting noticed by some of the big brokers. Report after report is showing that more brokerages feel that they hit bottom already. As for me, I got to be honest, I was burnt so badly that I'm going to stay away from Baba and Tencent. Nikola at $6 is a strong buy. Yes, I can see them going lower on poor results, but right now I look at it as a buy. I also see companies like Rivian, Nikola, and Fisker joining together in the future to form one company. There are too many new car companies out there, and the best move would be to have them join forces instead of fighting a battle they can't win. I would look for this possibility in the next 2 years, and it's going to be a consolidation. You'll see. But the only question is going to be which companies will consolidate, and I'm not sure yet. So you may want to say, hey, look, I'm going to hold on to Nikola to see if it consolidates or becomes the leader in the consolidation. Who knows? But I definitely see something happening. I also see Apple as a buy at the price of under 150, and I'm waiting for Meta to go below 180 before I take the leap. AAL and CCL are still my biggest plays, and I'm still white-knuckling my 17.5 strike price for CCL expiring in July. Yikes, but I think it's going to be okay. I really do. Disney, yep, Woke World, is another stock that I think has been beaten down too far. At under 110, it should come back nicely. So it might be a good play if you want to get into it. The oil stocks may have hit, may have a little more room, but I'd move away. I think this play is mostly done. By the way, if you're a new listener or a new viewer and you want me to review anything you're doing with either stocks or stock options or real estate, and believe me, I don't sell anything. I only sell education. But you could, if you want to, you could show up Thursday night to a class in investor schooling, or even if you want to reach me personally, you can go to www.contactlarry.com. That's contactlarry.com, and set up an appointment with me there. And there's no cost. I'm just paying it forward. All right, let's take a final look at the futures right now. It looks like the Dow is up 387, the S&P is up 61, and the NASDAQ is up 236. So that's pretty good. So somebody actually asked me about what I thought of Bitcoin. So let's get into crypto right now. Speaking of predictions, I mentioned about 2 weeks ago that I expected Bitcoin to go down to about 30,000. And there it was. It happened, right? And I think if you want to gamble a bit, this might be an entry point. However, I would get out before 40,000 and take the profit. It looks like it's going to be a downward asset, which means it might hit the 40 and then go to 25 and then 35 and then 20, etc. So be careful in this play. Hodling is absolutely not recommended. Do not hold this anymore. This is a jump in and jump out asset at best, right? I might even say stay away from it, but at best it's a jump in and jump out asset. Gold and silver are just sitting there, nothing really happening with this. Gold is, you know, averaging about 1850, and silver is still under 22. Wait till I go to buy it, that's when it always goes up, right? The treasury bond is below 3%, and that might be helping the market boost back a little bit. Oil is above 115 a barrel, but I'm going to say wait till Memorial Day is over, and my prediction, oil will move back down to just below $100 a barrel. Hey, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support, and if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let me know. My name again is Larry Steinhaus, and I am the host of Money Chat Now and the CEO of Investor Schooling. And don't forget, you can contact me directly at contactlarry.com, contactlarry.com. Hey, don't forget, order my book. Go to barnesandnoble.com, order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. I'm telling you, for $20, you're going to learn a lot about making money and a lot about how to make more money and how to save taxes. Don't forget that from time to time, I own some of the assets and the options discussed on this show. As you know, I own a lot of AL and I own a lot of CCL. Boy, am I getting nervous. But I will tell you that I think it's going to be a good play. And of course, the opinions discussed in this show are solely mine and no one has asked me to discuss them. Maybe Disney World will let me discuss. Maybe they'll give me a free trip and they'll say, hey, come back and we'll change your mind about what you think of us. And maybe at that point, somebody will ask me to discuss it. All right. So you guys, I'm glad I'm back. I'm so excited to see you guys. And I will see you guys probably tomorrow morning, right? If you guys are all going to check in, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7:30. And don't forget, make it a profitable day. Oh, and vote!